second date update.
We got an email from one of our listeners, Brandon, who wanted a second date update today. He said it all just happened so fast, and then it was over. Now he needs our help. So
that could be really bad on a first date.
Brandon, don't be embarrassed, okay?
Oh, man.
Happens to a lot of us. Have you tried thinking about baseball?
Oh.
Or your grandma covered in curry sauce?
Oh, gross.
Actually, you know what? That would just make it go faster for me.
So,
I don't know. I don't know the advice, but we're going to try and help you, all right? Brandon, first, tell us about the woman you want us to call. What's her name?
Her name is Jessica.
He's like, I don't even know how to respond to you people.
That's okay.
Where'd you meet Jessica, Brandon?
We met on Tinder.
Okay, nice. Have you been on Tinder for a while?
I mean, I don't want to say a while, but I've been on it.
Okay, all right. So for a while, yeah.
What stood out about Jessica to you?
We just kind of clicked. It just, you know, I swiped and she swiped, and then we just started messaging, and, you know, we decided to go out.
I know there's nothing behind that, but I completely agree with you. Like, sometimes you just know on Tinder within the first highs.
You got to have that text chemistry,
right? Yeah, like right away in the first couple messages, you know.
Okay. So what did you guys do for your date?
So for the date, you know, I went to pick her up at her place, and I was 15 minutes late, and yeah, I know.
It's coming from the guy who's late every day to work.
I don't know.
It's not a good look,
I think
bro.
15 minutes is fine. Like, that saves you. Because I'm always someone who's running late. I'm like, oh, thank God he's 15 minutes late.
Is that considered fashionably late, though?
Yeah, it's not like she's sitting there worried that you're not going to show
That's
up.
That's true. It's just awkward to sit there.
Yeah,
but when people say that they're 15 minutes late, in reality, they're like 20, 30 minutes
right.
late.
So you're right.
Would you show up like 45 minutes later?
No, it was legit. It was like 15 minutes or around.
Oh, okay.
Or around. I heard that. Yeah. Oh, Jeffrey, you may be onto something.
It's just going to keep going up.
I believe.
That's okay. We'll trust you on this. So when you got there, what happened?
So she comes out of her apartment. I'm parked across the street, and she walks across the street, shakes my hand, and immediately is like, oh, I forgot my ID. I need to run back in and get it.
Okay.
Okay.
Handshake. That's a little interesting.
I don't know.
Like, yeah.
Put her there. I don't know.
No, who does? No, that's not a thing.
I mean, unless you're
kissing. What are you going to do? Like, fist bump?
No, you hug somebody.
Hug. Yeah. Even a side hug.
I mean, maybe she was just nervous and it was awkward for her, too. And she's like, oh my God, why did I just shake his hand?
Yeah,
like,
I can see that.
I need to go back inside for a minute and redo.
So she went back in?
So, yeah, she goes back in and I'm waiting, you know, 5-10 minutes. She's not coming out. So I text her. I call her. She's still not coming out. No responses.
Huh.
She's ghosting you from inside her apartment suddenly?
Like, you know she's there.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm like, what is she doing? I'm right out here. We literally just shook hands.
Well, maybe it wasn't a very impressive handshake.
Yeah, I guess.
A little bit limp on the wrist.
That's her test?
Yeah.
That's it?
No, wait, when did she finally come out?
So she didn't come out. So I decided, you know, if she's ditching me, I'm not going out like this. So I waited until the apartment door opens up when someone comes out. And I went inside and started knocking on doors.
Oh, no. That's too aggressive.
Right.
No, that's weird.
Like, it's cute to do desperate stuff for love, but
no,
this is just weird.
That's aggressive.
Bro. Yeah, that's too aggressive. Well, aggro.
I'm not trying to be super aggressive, but I just couldn't let it go. So I had to find out what was going on.
It's
and,
like you said, not right. today.
Yeah.
I'm going in.
It does feel like you got ghosted in, like, to your face.
Yeah.
Somehow. Yeah.
But I see what you're saying. You want some real answers, find out what happened. Did you ever find her?
Yeah, so one of her neighbors directed me to her unit, and I knocked on her door.
Oh, if I was her neighbor, I'd be like, she doesn't live here, bro.
Wait, did you knock on the door? What'd you do?
Well, she opened it, and she was all shocked. And...
Oh, my God. What an awkward moment.
I just got nervous.
What did you say?
Well, I asked her if she was okay, and she, you know, is still sticking with the ID thing. So she's like, I can't find my ID, and then lies to me and says she didn't hear my texts or missed calls.
I mean, did you just give up? I mean, I know that you wanted to call her out for being rude, but is it really worth it?
I wanted that closure, but I gave her an out. So I said, look, if you want to ditch, it's okay. I'd rather you just tell me to my face. I just want to know.
Wow. Okay. What'd she say?
She didn't say anything. She just,
what?
She pulled me in for a makeout session.
Wait, what?
What did you just say? She like grabbed your shirt and started making out with you.
Yeah, like real passionate, and then next thing we're kissing on the counter. We're on
the couch. My God, that's because she felt guilty.
I was going to say, sometimes I like to do that at the end of arguments. Yeah, just wrap it up.
Well, shut him up, doesn't it?
Wow, this must have been so weird for you.
Yeah, but it went from like being bad weird to good weird.
Yeah.
Totally.
Don't fight the weirdness if it's going this way.
Wow.
So how long did you guys make out for?
It ended up being a one night kind of thing. It went into the morning.
Oh, wow. You stayed all the way?
Your lips must be exhausted, bro.
Did she ever find her ID?
I don't know if she ever found her ID because I just wrote a note on a piece of paper towel and left it on the counter, and that was it.
I feel like I need to give you a little spoiler alert here. I don't think she's looking for her ID.
Yeah. But that's so confusing, though. Like, what kind of vibe did you get when you guys were... I mean, you had time to talk. I would assume you didn't just, like, lock faces together all night long.
There wasn't a whole lot of talking. I mean, it was barely any time to come up for breath.
Dude, what a perfect date. You didn't have to talk. You didn't have to spend any money. You got some, and now, boom.
Wow. You didn't have to ask her about, like, what she likes.
Well, marry her if she answers.
Remember her name.
Buy her a meal.
The thing is, I do like her, and I want to hang out with her, like, on a date. I don't want to be that guy.
You don't just want to hook up.
Yeah, I think that ship may have sailed for you. Yeah. She's not calling you back.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's a lot of other guys out there that do want to be that guy. So what do you think the problem is? Why do you think she's been avoiding you?
If I'm being honest, I'm not the greatest looking guy in the world, but I'm pretty fun.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like you're good enough looking. It sounds like it's more about personality or something.
No, maybe she tried to shut you up.
Well, she didn't want to talk to you.
I didn't really have a chance to show her my personality outside of the text. You know, like we shook hands and then we were shaking more than that.
Shaking other parts.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, let's find out. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Jessica for you and we'll try and get you your second date update. All right, ma'am?
All right. Appreciate it.
Hold on. Second date update. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we're talking with one of our listeners, Brandon, who might accidentally be the smoothest guy we've ever had on this show.
Really?
Definitely by accident.
I say that because he hardly spoke a word to his date, Jessica.
Oh.
They shook hands. She immediately ran back to her apartment to, quote, find her ID.
Yeah.
After a few minutes, he followed her inside, found her door, knocked, and before he even knew what was happening, they were making bacon.
What?
That is not a weird way to say it.
Yeah,
I've never.
Yeah.
No?
There's got to be something better.
Yeah.
I mean, you said knock in the door. You could say knock in boots.
Yeah. Or just no.
That's
weird
so
saying.
Old. They were doing it.
Like this.
What'd she say?
Just no weird saying.
No, you have to have a way to say it. Okay. They were doing the Amsterdam boogie, and he didn't know how it happened.
Okay. Sounds like you have to pay for the Amsterdam boogie.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. Things happened, and he ended up staying the night. And now, for the second time, Brandon's being ghosted by the same woman. And he does not know why.
He's being Casper.
Yeah. So our goal is to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Brandon, how you feeling right now?
You know, I'm confused. I just kind of want to know what's going on, get some closure.
Yeah. Brandon, are you sure you want to do this? I think I'm just worried because a woman who's willing to literally ghost you in a parking lot, like just leave you sitting outside of her apartment and not come back out, I have a feeling can be pretty ruthless.
Well, she
but
was
she
ruthless.
Let him inside.
And she was ruthless.
Yeah. Right.
In
I
more
know.
Ways than one. And now, I mean, and maybe it's a test.
A test? You don't want people that are doing tests. Tests are weird dating things.
I do tests.
Yeah, exactly. You're single. Yeah.
I mean, maybe the first test was to follow her back into her apartment. Maybe this is test number two to see if you're going to reach out and find her again.
Oh, I could see that.
That feels
through
like
a radio station even. Maybe she's hoping that we're going to call her.
That's an ultimate test.
That feels like a lot. Yeah.
You never
feels
know.
It's like a big red flag to me, but okay.
The last time I confronted her about ghosting me, it went pretty well. So I'm hoping.
Valid point.
Oh, yeah.
Valid point.
Who knows what's going to happen
she
if we can
up
get
and
her on.
Sends him a nude right away.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's not waste any more time. Let's just call her number. Here we go.
Hey, this is Jessica.
Oh, hi. Jessica, I was looking for you. I was hoping you would answer.
What? You're so weird.
Are you really that off?
Well, I don't know. Usually I have to ask.
Just say hi.
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 Hey.
Hi, Jessica.
This
Sorry.
Is Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
So
and we're doing something on our show called the Second Date Update. Are you familiar with that? Have you ever heard of that before?
Maybe.
We'll take that.
Yeah. If you're not familiar, it's where if you go out on a date with somebody and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email us and we'll reach out to them for you to try and figure out the reason why.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it is great. Yeah.
It could be great.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because we had somebody reach out to us about you. His name's Brandon.
Brandon called?
Sorry, I didn't mean to catch you off guard there, but he thought he had a really good time with you when you guys hung out together. Is that not true?
It was an interesting time. I mean, you know, it was awkward.
It was okay. Awkward.
Awkward.
It doesn't sound awkward. It sounds like you knew exactly what you wanted.
Listen, he was a nice guy. I have just gotten out of my first really long relationship and went online and he seems nice, but he didn't look like his pictures and I kind of just got chicken.
Really?
Chicken.
Wait,
because
were you chicken?
He told us that he does look like his pictures.
Not really. No.
Okay. So,
I mean, I want to recap because normally this is the part where I would recap and I would tell you what he told us about the date. But there really wasn't a whole lot of date from the sounds of it.
Yeah. I mean, he came pick me up like he was a gentleman. But as soon as I met him, I was like, yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
So I made up some excuse and went back to my apartment and just turned my phone on silent. I dodged a bullet.
So wait, you were actually trying to ghost him while he was out in the parking lot of your apartment building?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that is terrible.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Because you didn't find him physically attractive enough?
Yeah, in real life, he just didn't seem to, you know.
Why hook up with him if he's not up to your expectations?
Well, and that is so rude.
Not really.
Who cares?
I get it.
This guy is at your house. I mean, if you're not going to like him, fine. Go to coffee. Do the 20-minute thing. He came all the way over there. At least show him some respect.
Oh,
sure. Right?
Showed him a lot of respect.
Yeah. I mean, but Jose brought up a good point. If that's how you felt, why did you continue and actually hook up with him?
Basically, he actually came into my apartment. You know, I have a gated apartment, but he found his way in.
Yeah.
And when he came to my door, I didn't know what to say. So I just kind of started making out with him.
That's your go-to move when there's awkward silence?
Yeah. I would love to see you in a job interview.
Yeah.
It was so weird. I mean, I applauded his zeal to keep going, even though I literally left him outside of my apartment building. But then at the same time, I was it's been a while since I've wet my whistle. So I was I don't know.
Oh, that's what girls call it. It's a whistle. Huh.
But he doesn't want to be used either.
Men use women all the time. It's time we get some revenge.
That's not an eye for an eye thing, man. That's the problem.
Well, it's not like I thought I'd be cold on it.
That's true, too.
Okay.
So, wait, does that turn you on like it did before? Him calling you out?
No, I'm so mortified right now.
I hate to make you feel any more mortified than you already do, but I need to tell you that Brandon's actually on the other line listening, and he wants to talk to you.
Oh, heck no.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think this one you got to answer to.
Brandon, you there?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm here.
Whoa. Nice. Look at that.
Gross.
Suave.
I don't know if suave is a word.
What is that?
Hi.
What is going on?
I don't know, but it's hilarious.
Look, I think it's kind of hard to say that we're not a match because you don't really know me at all. You don't know my personality.
You're right. I just feel I really wasn't ready. It was not right that I just left you there, but I really couldn't think of anything to say. I feel really bad. I feel really bad because you guys are calling me, but I actually didn't really feel that bad. No offense.
What?
You know, people sometimes just go on to hook up and, you know, you're just not my...
Okay, you know what? You're not going to go out with me again. So why don't we just get to know each other right here, right now?
Oh, what?
Over the phone?
What does that mean right here, right now?
I think I know what it means. Turn the volume up on both your ends, please.
Gross.
Thank you.
Okay, you want to do a quick phone date?
What?
Yeah, look, I mean, I get it. I'm not the most handsome guy, but if you just got to know me a little better, maybe there could be something more here.
How are you not angry at her?
Not late, bro.
Why are you trying to make them mad at each other?
I just don't understand. Like, cause she's just so, that was so heartless.
Again, really, I think you're great. You really are a great salesperson. I mean, you don't give up, but I just think that I'm really not ready. I feel like I want more of a hookup type of situation at this point.
All right.
There it is, Brooke.
Well, I think I have more to offer than just the physical. You know, I have connections.
Connections? To what?
What does that mean?
Well, do you like music?
Oh, you get free concert tickets every once in a while? Is that it?
Do you like the band Train? My uncle is their manager, and he used to take me backstage to all their shows, and we travel around with them. I could take you.
Tour to all the local casinos.
Your manager's honestly, your uncle's honestly the manager of Train?
Yeah, yeah.
And they do county fairs too, Brooke.
Jeffrey's so excited. Maybe he can finally get his music career off the ground.
No,
hey, I'm drops of Jupiter.
They're a good show, okay? And Jessica, I would definitely reconsider.
For Train?
For Train, if nothing else.
Oh, God.
We could go to the Grammys if a song gets nominated.
That's cool.
Okay.
If a Train song gets nominated.
If a Train gets nominated.
Okay. Once every 20 years.
I mean,
I did listen to them in middle school.
He sold me, but I don't know if he sold you.
Could go to the Grammys.
We would love to offer to send you and Brandon out on another date, and we'll pay for it.
I really would just prefer to listen to your radio.
I'll take that. I think that's good for me.
We love that too.
Brandon, I am so sorry.
I've never in my life had a girl turn me down to meet Train before, so this is really shocking.
You know what, Brandon? I'll go with you to a Train concert, okay?
Yep.
And I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I mean, as a friend date, sure.
Wow. Jeffrey got rejected. Wow. I have a feeling we're going to be playing more Train on this station.
Please, God, no.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.